Oh God, as we head into this season to prepare for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, might we put ourselves in a place of preparation? Might we put ourselves in a place of looking more for you, of listening to the songs of the season and hearing you in them? Come, Holy Spirit, in some way right now, I pray that you might speak through me. Give each of us ears to hear what you want us to hear. Open our minds to understanding. God, open our hearts to be transformed. Come, Holy Spirit, do what you do, and let me get out of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the first songs I love to hear every Christmas, when I hear it on the radio, I know we're there. The song is, "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas." It's a timeless song, and it's a song that is still one of the most popular Christmas songs that's played because I think it makes people think, oh, here it is. Here comes Christmas. I mean, this is a song that first released in 1951 by a guy named Perry Como, an Italian-American crooner, and the Fontaine Sisters. That year, it was a top 20 hit in the U.S. overall, not just for Christmas. Now, what's funny is, I didn't realize it, that Bing Crosby had also recorded it, and it was terrible. People didn't listen to it when Bing Crosby recorded it. But we get this version. People love it. Whenever I hear it, it puts me in this mood for Christmas. I start thinking about some of my favorite memories, about some of my traditions. The lyrics say, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again. Some of you are singing it in your head, I know. With candy canes and silver lanes that glow, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that'll be on your own front door. I mean, don't you just think of Christmas when you hear this song? Can you paint a picture in your mind of these things that you see? Look, we don't have 5 and 10s anymore, but we have Christmas decorations in town. I grew up in a small town where you would see these small stores. I mean, we probably had a 5 and 10 in my town at some point in time. My town would have been the perfect setting for a Hallmark movie. I mean, it really would. I grew up in Culpeper, Virginia. Right downtown, where we had a toy store, where we loved to go downtown at Christmas and see the wreaths on all the light poles and feel the joy that came from Christmas. This song is about preparation. It's about what's beginning to happen. We're starting this series today that we've been telling you about called Pop Christmas. I thought about this series almost a year ago, actually. And I said, people love Christmas songs. A lot of people come to church during the Christmas season because they love singing Christmas songs. 97.1, a lot of times the only time it's played for people in their cars is during the Christmas season because it plays Christmas songs. And there's this battle as to when people start listening to Christmas songs. Now, do you have to wait until after Thanksgiving? I mean, my daughter the other day said, hey, I'd like to listen to some Thanksgiving songs. I'm like, what? What is that? No, we are playing Christmas music to get in the mood. So during this season in the church called Advent, the church uses these words sometimes that no one else in the world uses. Advent is a season of preparing, of getting ready, of getting ready for the birth of Jesus, of getting ready for the idea that Jesus will come again. And during this season of preparation, during this season of Advent, we're going to look at these songs, these Christmas songs, these popular Christmas songs, that many people have heard, and we're going to look at the intersections of those songs and the Christmas story. We're going to look at the intersection of those songs and faith. Part of my desire is to help you start to see where God is every day in your everyday world. I don't think we have to just listen to Christmas carols to experience the movement of God. God is in the midst of art. God is in the midst of creation. So we're going to look in this series about those intersections between culture and our faith. Now, in order to get into this song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I want to take you to the story that prepares us for the birth of Jesus. A story that we find in the Bible, in the Gospels, in the very, very beginning that tells us of someone that is to come before Jesus comes. It's a story of a guy named Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest. Now, in the first century during this time, you need to understand, a priest would have been a little bit different than a priest is today because there wasn't any separation between church and state. So a priest would have been priest and judge. Now, if you know me, that's a terrible thing, right? If I were a judge and a priest, you want that separation today. But at the time, there wasn't the separation. So people would bring them things and people would say, you need to solve this problem. You need to solve this issue. And they would do it. So Zechariah is this priest. He's an older man. And his job is to go to the temple each day and prepare and be ready for the people to come. He and his wife Elizabeth had been praying for a baby. They wanted a child. They really, really wanted to have a baby, and things hadn't gone their way. And they thought their time had passed. They thought it was over. They thought they were too old. Now, from the scripture, what we learn is that they were both righteous people. Now, the word righteous means they did everything right before God. Some people like to say, well, if people can't do this, then it's a punishment from God. No. This scripture is very clear and very intentionally saying these were great people. They just hadn't got the wish that they wanted. These were really good people who had done all that they were supposed to do, but it hadn't gone their way. And I'm especially grateful when the Bible reflects the realities of life. So many people in our culture and in our world today are trying to have babies and are not able to. So many people long for that as a part of their life, and they're not able to. And the Bible gives us a real picture of two people who had longed for that their entire life and couldn't get what their hearts desired. This is a good couple that had done everything right in the eyes of God, and yet they carry this deep sadness of hope that's unfulfilled. Elizabeth had dreamed of being a mother. Zechariah had dreamed of holding a child. And they had decided that that simply wasn't going to come. Now I want to read to you a part of the story that comes from the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 19, to see what happens. It says, in the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God. You see that? Living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I'm an old man and my wife is getting on in years." That's a smart way for him to say that, by the way. He said, "I'm an old man and my wife is getting on in years." Well done, Zechariah. The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news." I mean, can you blame him? He was old. He said that, not me. He was old and he had longed for this thing his whole life. He had wanted to be a father. His wife had wanted to be a mother. He had longed for this thing, and all of a sudden he's approached by an angel. He's sitting there minding his business, doing his job, doing exactly what he's supposed to do, and suddenly God shows up. God interrupts him. He's interrupted by this angel, and I would be terrified just like he is. And as I said last week, it's so funny. As I said last week, the angel comes and says, "Do not be afraid." What? If an angel showed up in my house and came in and was like, "Hey," I'd be like, "I'm afraid," right? Do not be afraid. Come on. Something's going on in this situation, something that startles him. He has a normal human reaction. If someone says to you something like, "Do not be afraid," when they're coming to tell you news, you instantly go into a place of discomfort, right? If my kid comes home after he's been out, and he said, "Mom and Dad, I need to tell you something. First, don't be afraid." I'm going, "Okay, I'm afraid." Right? It's like somebody coming and saying somebody has a case of the Mondays, right? You don't need someone to name that for the reality to be true. And yet, she does. The angel does. Sorry. Then the promise comes. You're going to have a son. He's going to be great and important. A messenger from the Lord comes to Zechariah and says, all your dreams are going to come true. And Zechariah could have said in that moment, awesome. This is so good. I can't wait. But the truth is, Zechariah is like any other person who's been trying to have a child for a long time. He's waiting for the other shoe to drop. He's waiting for, you know, I was just talking to somebody recently who said they had tried for so long to have a baby, and when they finally found out they were pregnant, they said the whole time they were waiting for it to go wrong. That's where Zechariah is. He goes, no. Maybe they've been down this road before. Maybe they've thought before, maybe they'll have a child. But it's not in the cards for them. It's not going to work out that way. So please excuse Zechariah for having normal human emotions in this moment. This was the preparation, friends, for the very first Christmas. This was the moment. If this were a movie in this moment, the song would begin to play right now. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's a moment of preparation for the coming of the birth of the one. In fact, the angel says, this is the one to prepare the way. This is the one to get it ready. John is going to be born as a baby to his mother is the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. It's the time to get ready for Christmas. And we learn something about preparing for Christmas from this song. We learn something that connects with that original Christmas story. First, here's the first thing. Christmas sometimes surprises us. In the story, Zechariah is surprised. He doesn't know or even believe that God might bless him on this. He doesn't know or even trust that this might change Elizabeth's life. And the song also talks about hopes and surprises. It says, a pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots. By the way, I think that was a water pistol back in the day. A pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. Now, I have to say, I've sang this song my whole life, and I just imagined this week dolls walking down the street and talking. That's creepy, right? Like, why would somebody want a doll that can talk and walk? I mean, that's weird. And in the 1950s, I can't believe they would have even imagined that. But there are scary movies made after things like that. But this is about hopes. This is about longing. Preparation for Christmas is about having hope of a future that's different than your current reality. Preparation for Christmas is about longing for something that's different. Zechariah and Elizabeth had longed for something different. And here's the beautiful thing about Jesus that we'll get to later in this month, that he comes in a big old surprise to everybody. He comes and surprises everyone. He comes and changes the world. John the Baptist changes everything for Zechariah and Elizabeth. John the Baptist changes everything for the people around him to prepare the way for the Son of God coming into the world. I wonder if you enter this Christmas season with hopes. Sure, I mean, maybe hopes for gifts, but beyond that, hopes for a world that's different. Hopes for a situation that's different in your own life. Hopes for something, and do you believe that God might show up in the midst of those hopes? Do you believe that God might say, I want to walk with you through your hope that's Christmas? I want you to pause and think for a second. Is there anything you're hoping for? Is there anything you're longing for? Because Advent is the season of hope. It's the season of longing. Do you believe that Christ can surprise you this Christmas? Do you believe it might happen? Second, I think this song and the story acknowledges that Christmas can be hard for some. Even with this news, Zechariah gets to a place of real challenge. Right after this scripture, he is told that he cannot speak anymore. So he has all of this information. He has this beautiful story. He has this thing, and he can't even speak. He can't tell people about it. He's in a place because he can't handle the news. It's too much for him. It's too big for him. See, friends, for a lot of people, Christmas is too much. They hear the song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and they say, no, 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 not again. I can't do Christmas again because Christmas means this, or Christmas means that, or I've had hopes Christmas after Christmas after Christmas, and nothing has happened. I want to tell you that the God of hope wants to show up for you this Christmas. And we have to acknowledge that it's hard for some people. I mean, even in the song, it has a moment. It says, and mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. Isn't that true? I mean, our kids get 2 weeks off. 2 weeks. But the truth is, that can be difficult for some. Why do we do school break bundles? Because for some kids, having 2 weeks off school and being home without the school lunch, that's hard. We laugh at that line, but the truth is some parents can't wait for school to start again so their kids can get food. That's the thing. Christmas can be really hard for some people. And finally, from this, we learn that Christmas can be transformed by us as well. Christmas can be changed by us. And I don't mean that we change the birth of Jesus. I mean, we have an opportunity to bring light to others during the Christmas season. That was the job that Zechariah held. He was not only judge, but he was priest. He literally goes in to light the incense, to bring the light to the world, to share that light with the world. He comes to bring that hope. We later learn that Elizabeth, his wife, is a light bearer to Mary when Mary shows up at her home. Friends, we have that opportunity to bring that light to the world at Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. How will we do that for other people? Maybe that will look like buying Christmas gifts for kids. Maybe that'll look like doing school break bundles. Maybe that'll look like not yelling at a cashier who's trying to give you the very best they can in a season that's really hard. Maybe it'll look like smiling at someone or holding the door for someone. The song ends with that, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. That's what's going to change other people's Christmas. That's what's going to transform other people's Christmas. When Zechariah finally has the capacity to talk again, it's a powerful, powerful thing. Because then he goes and tells of the light that Christ brought into his life through the messenger that is the angel. I want to challenge you to do something to prepare for Christmas this year. And I want to challenge you to start today. I started this morning reading the Gospel according to Luke, one chapter a day. And if you start today and you read every day for the next 25 days on Christmas morning, you will have learned about the entire life of Jesus. If you do it every single day, if you read just one chapter, you will get there, because the story that comes through the Gospel according to Luke tells us about the life of the one who came to change the world. I love the Christmas songs. I love the lights. I love the decorations. But what I really, really love is the Christ who came on Christmas to change things. And we are part of that story. The worship team's going to come up now, because you're going to have an opportunity to reflect on this. You're going to have an opportunity to sing along with them, because I'm hopeful for Christmas. I'm hopeful for the change of the world. I'm hopeful for what God might do as we sing these songs, as we listen to these words. So we're going to have a little sing-along moment for you right now, where you can sit in your seats and sing with this team, and we're going to sing the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And as you do, I want you to reflect on, who is Christ calling you to be this Christmas? How is God calling you to bring hope in a world that can feel hopeless? How is God calling you to transform the world? I pray you sense it as you sing these words.
It's beginning to look a lot like